Hi, this is Dr. Saeed, Deputy Medical Report Patient. First name is Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. Last name is Usman, O-S-M-A-N. Date of birth is 1001-1944. Pre-examination date is 12-14-2023. Pre-exam chief complaint, colon. Patient came today after an episode where he aggression. Chief complaint, colon. Patient complained of sudden weakness, comma, nausea, and urinary incontinence. Here, next line, subjective colon. Patient stated that 10 days ago, in the daytime, he suddenly felt heaviness in the head associated with dizziness, and later on felt nauseated. Patient could not vomit. These symptoms started after he had outside dinner, and feels that the food has made him sick. Patient could not eat or drink for 8 or 10 hours. However, he was drinking clear liquid. He started feeling better. After that, next day, he was much better, and now he has no more nausea or headache. However, he had a dizzy spell at that time, and he had it a few times in the past. Today, he's feeling better. Next time, patient also complained of urinary correction. Patient also feels uncontrolled urination, and he has reduced his oxybutynin medication to half tablet a day. Here, patient denied any burning urination, comma, fever, comma, feels chest pain. Here, next line, with your system, colon, patient denied excessive weight loss of weight gain, comma, and depletion, comma, ear pain, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, short of breath, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or loss of consciousness. Period. Next line, past medical history is significant for dementia. He is on Lonepezia, 10 mg once a day. The next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he is on Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, 10 mg once a day, along with low fat diet. The next line, patient has a history of hypertension, and he is on Metoprolol, 25 mg, one tablet a day, along with low salt diet. Here, next time, patient has a history of high triglycerides on omega 3 fatty acid, 1000 mg, one tablet, twice a day. Here, next time, for urinary incontinence, patient is on oxybutynin, 5 mg, however, is taking half tablet a day. Here, next time, social history patient is widow, and he lives, correction patient is a widower, and he lives with his daughter, and he never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol last year. It's a diabetes patient, is retired currently. Here, next line, objective colon. Correction, H-E-E-N-T examination is unremarkable. Here, next line, neck is supple without any bruise. Here, next line, heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and there is now organomegaly. Here, next line, extremities has no capital tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line, neurological examination is intact. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Florina, F-L-O-R-I-N-A, last name is Sassas, C-A-S-A-S. Date of birth is 0508-1942. Period examination date is 12-14-2023. Period. Chief complaint, colon. Pain in the left thumb. Comma, inside and outside. The correction put on the dorsum and the palmar surface. The pain level is 6. And it's worse upon exertion. Patient does not remember any heavy objects. However, she hit her hand accidentally on the wall, causing the pain. There is no deformity here. Next line. Patient has a pain in the neck, and it is on and off. The pain is chronic in nature. And she was advised the physical question. She was advised the stretching exercise in the past. But now pain level is 6 or 7 upon exertion, and it is relieved after resting. There is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities. In the next line, which also came today as a follow-up for hypertension, and patient is advised on low salt diet. In the next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss, or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, metabolism, comma, sore throat, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, so stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Next line, doctor also stated that patient lost her husband 6 months ago, and sometimes she is grieving, but she is not depressed here. Next line, review of system, correction, past medical history. It's significant for hypertension, and she is on amlodipine 5 milligrams once a day. And generic diazide 3.5 milligrams once a day as needed, along with low salt diet. Your next time patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement of 1,000 units once a day period. Next kind of patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on metformin 500 milligrams, one tablet twice a day, along with low carb diet. Next kind of patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on pravastatin 10 milligrams once a day, along with low fat diet. Next kind of patient is also taking low fat 100 milligrams once a day for renal protection. Period. Next time, social history, patient lives with her daughter, and she is very active. Patient is a widow, and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Period. Next time, obstructive colon. Heart examination has normal process, attempts found without any murmur. Period. Next time, lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any reason, period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and pulse underactive, period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. A tremor, period. Next line. Left thumb examination reveals tenderness of the flexor tendon of the thumb and of the metacarpopharyngeal joint. There is no redness on the skin. However, the tenderness is present. Correction, however, point tenderness is present. Patient is able to flex the thumb with pain. And there is no other deformity noted. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine. And there is a kyphosis of the thoracic spine. range of movement of the cervical spine is painful, so especially left and right flexion. Good. Next time I had a long discussion with the doctor regarding treatment plan. You know, her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized for understanding period. Next patient. Anka, A-N-K-A, last name is Day, correction, last name is D-J-U-J-I-C. Date of birth is 03-12-1958, with examination date, it's 12-14-2023. The next time she complained, colon patient came today. Complaining of deformity of the right second toenail, comma, follow up for multiple colon polyps, comma, smoking cessation period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient says that she has noticed a deformity of the right second toenail, and she suspects that it has arthritis, discoloration of the nail, and there is no tenderness or redness. The next line, the patient has multiple colon polyps. She was removed 2 years ago and also was excised last year. And she is a follow-up according to a gastroenterologist. As she moved here, she is looking for a gastroenterologist in this area. Period. Patient has a family, patient has a family history of her mother having colon cancer. And she is at high risk. Period. Next line. The patient also is a smoker and smokes less than half cigarettes per day. And she is advised on quitting smoking, and she is going to try. The next line. Is your system colon? Patient denied excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Focal weakness period. Next line. That's medical history significant for hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin 10 milligram once a day. Low fat diet period. Next line. Patient also has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 1000 units once a day period. Next line. Social history. Patient lives near her sister, and he currently does not work. Patient has no history of alcohol use or substance abuse, otherwise she is very active. Okay, next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Okay, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any reason. Okay, next line. Abdomen is soft, without any tenderness, and bowels are active. The next line, extremities have no capital tenderness or edema, a tremor period. Right foot examination revealed changes in the second toenail, consistent with tenia. There is no skin changes. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, I had a long discussion with patient regarding colon polyp and smoking cessation, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction, and she verbalized full understanding. Period. Next patient. Moosey, M-O-O-S-I, last name is Rizvi, R-I-Z-V-I. Date of birth is 01-01-1935. Your examination date is 12-14-2023. country is the chief complaint of left knee pain, common weakness, and follow up after emergency room visit. Your next line. Subject to colon patients say that he went to Pakistan and came back 10 days ago. And as he landed, patients are having severe diarrhea and was profoundly weak. Patient was then taken to the local emergency room and he was given IV fluids. After that, patient felt better and he has no more weakness now. Correction, he does not have any diarrhea now. Your next line patient has severe pain in the left knee and it is worse upon exertion. Patient had a thyroid injection a few weeks ago. He wants to have a follow-up with the orthopedic physician for possible knee replacement. Your next line patient also has generalized weakness and is grieving after his wife's death. However, patient does not feel. Correction, however, patient does not have any chest pain or shortness of breath. Period. Next line. Review on system colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chill, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits and stool color, comma, urinary, bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors or skin rashes. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and needs on amlodipine, 2.5 milligram once a day. Comma, metoprolol, 100 milligram once a day along with low salt diet. Here, patient also on lisinopril, 20 milligram, one tablet a day. Here, next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia. Atorvastatin 40 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. The next time patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy and he is on dutasteride 0.5 milligram once a day and tamsulosin 0.4 milligram once a day. The next time patient has a history of hypothyroidism and he is on levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day. The next time patient has a history of diabetes and he is on metformin, 100 milligram, one tablet twice a day along with low carb diet. Here, next line. Social history patient is by himself, however, his grandkids are near home and they in turn take care of him. Here, patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Otherwise, patient is fairly active. Here, next line. Objective colon. The neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. The next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. The next line. Extremities has no cap and then has already a tremor. The next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the knee joint, especially medial compartment, and patient had a recent MRI of the left knee and had a long discussion with patient. It showed severe medial and moderate lateral patellofemoral compartment osteoarthrosis and also median lateral meniscal tears. There was a small Baker cyst. Period. The range of movement of the left knee is painful at full flexion. And also there is pain upon weight bearing. However, due to recent steroid injection, patient has less pain. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate with a cane. Here, next patient. Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D, last time is Farooqi, F-A-R-O-O-Q-I. Date of birth is 10/21/1958, your examination date is 12/14/2023, your next lecture is complaint colon, question came today for annual physical exam, and also complaining of nasal congestion and right knee pain. Here the next line, subject to colon question today that nasal congestion started 4 or 5 days ago, and he has not taken any over control. And the history, period patient has similar episode last year, and he took cetirizine with good relief. Here next time, patient also complained of right knee pain, and it is worse upon exertion. The pain level is 4 or 5. However, this time patient does not want to have any surgical intervention. Period next line, with your system colon patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremity, comma, severe back pain, or skin rashes. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, and he is on levothyroxine 100 microgram once a day. Here, next one, patient has a history of hypertension, and he is on lisinopril 2.5 milligrams, one tablet, twice a day, along with low-salt diet. Here, next one, patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy, and he is on tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams, once a day, period. Next line. Allergies to penicillin, mild rashes. Here, next time. That's surgical history. None. Here, next line. Family history. Father had lung cancer and passed away. Here, next line. Periodontal care is reviewed and discussed. Here, next line. Social history. The patient is married, lives with his wife, and has 3 adult children. Patient never smokes, has been all gone on history of illicit drug use. Is very active and does light exercise. Currently, patient is retired. Here, next line, objective colon. HEENT examination. Reveals mild nasal congestion without any discharge. Here, next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any lesion. Here, next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Bowel sounds are active. There is no hernia. Here, next line. Extremities has no capital limbs or edema or tremors. Here, next line. The musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the right knee joint and weight bearing is most painful. Here, knee flexion is limited due to pain. Here, next line. The neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate with slow gait. Grijalva, G-R-I-J-A-L-E-A. Last name is Calderon, E-A-L-D-E-R-O-N. E-A-L-D-S David, G-R-O-N. Date of birth is 11/02/1936. Your examination date is 12/14/2023. Your next line chief complaint colon. Question came today. The chief complaint of low back pain, comma, high fasting blood glucose, and abnormal fasting blood test. Here, next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her daughter-in-law for interpretation, and she stated that patient has low back pain on and off, and it worse upon exertion. The pain level is 5 or 6, and she had lumbar spine x-ray recently. The results were reviewed with the patient and it showed mild osteoarthritis. Correction showed mild degenerative joint disease of the spine. Period patient described no radiation of pain to the lower extremities. Period next line. Patient had a fasting blood glucose and it was consistently high. And the readings are mostly local weakness of the upper lower extremity. Here, the next line. That's the correction, past medical history. It's significant for gastritis, and she's on famotidine 20 mg once a day along with bland diet. The next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she's on levothyroxine 25 microgram once a day. Your next line, patient has a history of diabetes, and she is on Tradjenta 5 mg once a day, and metformin 100 mg one tablet twice a day along with a low carb diet. Your next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on statin 5 mg once a day along with low fat diet. Here, next line, social history, patient lives with her son and daughter-in-law, and she never smoked cigarettes or drank alcohol, no syphilis, drug use. Currently, she does not work. Here, next line. Review, next line, objective colon. HEET examination. Non-remarkable here, next line, make it supple without any thyroid enlargement of Bruvi's. Here, next line, heart examination. That's normal first and second sound without any murmurs. Here, next line, lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Here, next line, extremities has no capillary nerves or edema, no tremors. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Here, next line. The musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine and lumbar forward flexion is painful at 90 degrees. Here, next line, had a long discussion with the daughter and all her questions answered to her satisfaction and she verbalized her understanding. Period. Next patient is Mohammed M.U. H-A-M-M-A-D, last name Sudhir, S-U-D-H-I-R. Date of birth is 05-10-1970. Here, examination date is 12-14-2023. The next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. The chief complaint of fever, cough. The next line, subject to colon patient status, till that he has been coughing for past 3 to 4 days. And he's not took any over-the-counter pain medication, cough medication period. The patient also had a low-grade fever. We did not measure how much it is. And today that, his children also have fever and cough. And one of the family members had flu infection diagnosed 2 days ago. Here, next line, review of system. Colon patient denied. Ear pain, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, or rashes. Here, next line. Objective colon. HEET examination results. Frontal sinus headache and orofacial examination is unremarkable. The next line, thank you, supple without any stridor or muscular enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal heart sound. Correction, heart examination is rapid first and second heart sound. It improves after resting. The next line, and there is no cardiac murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Essentia, A-S-E-E-N-C-I-O-N. Last name is Delgado, D-E-L-G-A-D-O. Date of birth is 05-13-1953. Your examination date is 12-14-2023. Your next time, chief complaint, colon patient came today. infection or any other infection, see the next line. If your system colon patient is high, headache comma, dizziness comma, chest pain comma, shortness of breath comma, high fever comma, nausea comma, vomiting comma, diarrhea, or urinary incontinence, see the next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is on a mark without any later condition, see it. Make it supple without any uniform enlargement. See the next line. Heart examination. Normal first and second hand sound without any murmur, see the next line. Lungs are clear, bilaterally without any easing. See the next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness, period. Next patient. Bhajan, BHAGAN. Last name is Kalsi, KALSI. Date of birth is 08/20/1952. Today's admission date is 12/14/2023. Here next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of dry cough and snoring. Here next line, subject to colon. Patient said that he has cough on and off for past 2 or 3 months and he thinks it could be from the sinopril medication that he's taking. And cough is dry without any sudden production. And there is no wheezing or fever or chills. See the next line. Patient complains of snoring. And wife say that it's sometimes very loud. See the patient sometimes feels fatigue in the daytime. See the next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma. High fever, comma, chest, comma, nausea, vomiting, or exposure to the infection. See the next line, patient also denied. Any chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling, or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe back pain, or skin rashes. See the next line, past medical history. Significant for hypertension and he's on amlodipine 10 milligram once a day. Along with metoprolol 50 milligram twice a day. And low salt diet. The next patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on atorvastatin 80 milligram once a day, along with a low-fat diet. The next time patient has a history of coronary artery stent and he's on clopidogrel 75 milligram once a day. The next time patient has a history of diabetes and he's on glimepiride 2 milligram, one tablet in the morning, comma, Novolog insulin. According to the sliding scale, comma, Tradjenta 5 milligram once a day. Metformin, 100 milligram, one tablet twice a day, along with low carb diet. So, next line. Patient has a history of gastritis and he's on pentoprazole 20 milligram once a day along with bland diet. Here next line. Patient also has a history of benign prostatic hypertrophy and he's on tamsulosin 0.5 milligram once a day period. Next line, allergies are none. Here next line. Surgical history. A patient had a colonoscopy done this year and had tubular adenoma on the palate. Here. Next time, patient also had pulmonary bypass surgery 2 years ago. Here. Next line, family history not contributory. Here. Next line, pre indicated, reviewed and discussed. Here. Next line, social history, patient's married, lives with his wife, and he has 4 adult children. Here, patient works as a builder. Period. patient has an alcoholic drink two or three times a week, and he has quit several times without any problem, period. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes, come on, or substance abuse, and his exercise is by far what he's done for past 1 month. Here, next line, objective colon, HEENT examination. He was smoking a certain abnormality, period, next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement, period, next line. Heart examination as normal, first and second ultrasound without any murmur, period, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing, period, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and pulse are active, period, next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors, period, next line. Neurological examination is intact. That patient is ambulatory without any assistance, period. Next patient. Oronzo, O-R-O-N-Z-O, last name is Monty, M-O-N-T-I. Date of birth is 03-27-1946. Field examination date is 12-14-2023. The next time chief complaint, colon patient came today. Is a follow-up after abnormal fasting blood test. The next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with his wife. Reviewed the fasting blood reports with the patient and the wife. And his fasting blood group was abnormal. However, his electrolytes, common kidney function and liver function with the normal limits. The patient has no history of diabetes. Patient is scheduled for hemoglobin A1C. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, dry mouth, comma, urinary bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, a focal weakness. Here, next line. Objective, colon. Heart examination and lung examinations are within normal limits. Here, next line. Abdomen is obese without any tenderness. Here, next line. Extremities are unremarkable without any period edema or numbness or tingling, period. Next patient is Mason, M-E-S-A-M. Last name is Hussain, H-U-S-A-I-N. Last name is Correction. Date of birth is 12-27-2001, period. Next line, date of examination is 12-14-2023. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after ultrasound of the kidney. Here, next line, subject to colon. The patient had left kidney stone and had liver pain. So which he went to the emergency room, and after that it subsided. And as a follow-up patient had an ultrasound of the kidneys and showed 3.5 millimeter stone and other calcification in both the kidneys, but it is not obstructed. The patient does not have a pain at this time. The next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, fever, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, blood in the urine, or weakness. The next line, objective colon, heart examination and lung examinations are within normal limits. The next line, make it supple without correction. Next line, heart start from the beginning, objective colon. And it's supple without any thyroid enlargement, period, next line. Heart examination, lung examination, so with a normal limits, period, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and there is no supraphysic or severe tenderness, period, next line. Extremities are unremarkable, period. Had a long discussion with the patient and his brother. He's going to be seen by urologist for possible lithotripsy, period. Next patient. Lisa, L-I-S-A, last name is Pyle, P-Y-L-E. Date of birth is 09-07-1977, period, to colon, heart examination and lung examination are the normal limits. The next line. Extremities are remarkable and left shoulder examination reveals exquisite tenderness of the rotator cuff anteriorly and range of movement.